Today is Sunday the 9th of December, the second Sunday of Advent. Eliza King sings, "Come, Thou Long Expected Jesus."
Born to set thy people free from our fears and sins, release us. Let us find our rest in thee. Israel, strength and consolation, hope of all the earth, thou art.
To deliver, born a child, yet a king, born to reign in us forever. Now thy gracious kingdom bring, by thine own eternal spirit, rule.
Today's reading is from the prophet Isaiah.
Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that she has served her term, that her penalty is paid, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries out, "In the wilderness prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Get you up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good tidings, lift up your voice with strength. O Jerusalem, herald of good tidings, lift it up, do not fear. Say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. See, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. His reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms and carry them in his bosom and gently lead the mother sheep."
begin this second week of Advent with readings from Isaiah's Book of Consolation. What is your immediate response to this passage? A voice cries. The voice reminds us of John the Baptist and the promise of the Savior. In Advent, many voices cry out, calling for attention, for action. In the busyness of life, whose voices do you hear at this time? Today we might roll out a red carpet, but it would not be long enough for this path. Here the Lord will cross the valleys and mountains of the world, and all the people will be witnesses. Consider what mountains or rough places in your own life may need to be leveled and made straight. This is a time of hope, of optimism. We are called in our daily lives to be a voice that lifts people's spirits and points them towards God's presence. As you hear the passage again, hear the joyful proclamation and reflect on how you can be a messenger of hope and comfort to those around you.
Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that she has served her term, that her penalty is paid, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries out, in the wilderness prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Get you up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good tidings, lift up your voice with strength. O Jerusalem, herald of good tidings, lift it up, do not fear. Say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. See, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. His reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms and carry them in his bosom and gently lead the mother sheep.
He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. In this time of prayer, allow God to gather you in his arms and lead you gently, sharing your thoughts and needs with the shepherd of your life. O Wisdom,
Lord and Ruler,
Root of Jesse,
Key of David,
Rising Sun,
King of the Nations,
Emmanuel,
come Lord Jesus.